This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lava from a volcanic eruption reached the airport of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's main city of Goma Sunday as thousands evacuated. Goma residents grabbed mattresses and other belongings as they recalled the last eruption in 2002 that killed 250 people and left 120,000 homeless. It's one of the world's most active volcanoes, and its red glow painted the nighttime sky above the lakeside city of about 2 million as some fled east toward the frontier with neighboring Rwanda, while others escaped to the west. Volcano experts said Saturday new fractures opened, allowing the lava to flow southward toward Goma after initially flowing east toward Rwanda. He says it appears the lava is headed towards the city center, but it's difficult to forecast. Power has been out across much of the area and phone lines have been busy. English health officials said Saturday a double dose of COVID-19 vaccines is almost as effective against the fast-spreading variant of the coronavirus first identified in India as it is against Britain's dominant strain. Britain's health minister said the data was groundbreaking and he was increasingly hopeful that the government would be able to lift more COVID restrictions next month. A study by the Public Health England found that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was 88% effective against symptomatic disease from the Indian variant 2 weeks after the second dose. Two doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine were 60% effective against symptomatic disease from the Indian variant. That is compared with 66% effectiveness against the British variant, according to PHE. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.